Okay, today's daf is daf Samech Ches, and we're holding by the Mishnah on the beginning of the Perek. All right, down there, I look at Perek. Where's Shabbat Josh? I know he got a new pacemaker for him. I thought he's been back. He's been back.
Not the last few days.
Misha Achazoker Daikos. V'yomar Kitvu Get Leishti, Lo Amar Klum. Someone who is in a state of mental imbalance. A Kordaikos is the name of an illness, which also is the name of a shade, which is the source of illness. And he said that it causes mental imbalance. So he says in that state, right, get to my wife, it's a meaningless statement. If he had previously said that when he was in a normal state, Amar kitu get lishti v'achazokur daikis v'chazav v'mar lo tichtavenu, ein dvarav ha'achronim klum. And on the other hand, if he had already said to write the net, and then out of a state of mental agitation, he said that we should not write the get, that it's batal, we ignore what his last statement is. If a person in another case is nishtatek, he becomes now paralyzed, he's unable to speak. And he was asked, shall we write a get to your wife? And he nods. We check him 3 times with questions that he's supposed to answer yes to, 3 times with questions that he should be answering no to. And that way we get a chazaka that the man is definitely in good mental health, it's just that he's paralyzed. If he answers appropriately, then on the basis of his clear-cut understanding, we're able to write a get. You shouldn't have said it with an open door. They heard. Microdiabetes. What exactly is a quodiabetes? I'm not sure what it is somebody that was denachte, he's been bitten, meaning he's been attacked, in his mind, by Chamra Chadata. He's had a lot of fresh wine, the Ma'atzar, that comes straight out of the press, and this is what causes this confusion. So the Gemara will say so. What's this Kodayakis business? At least name Misha Nashko Yain Chadash. Or Kamash Malan, but the Harucha Kodayakis Shema, the mind of Kamina, the Kamiya. So what is the reason we have to call it a Kodayakis? Because we need to know that the name of the shade that comes from drinking this and it causes the illness is called Kordaikis, and the value of knowing that is to be able to write out a kamiya which basically gets rid of the shade. Maya Sute, how to cure this disease? We just said how to cure the disease. You're supposed to write a kamiya with the name of the shade. But we have to understand that on all levels, that obviously we have various levels of addressing illness, right? As we do today as well. In other words, you can address a wart by burning it off. You can address a wart by deciding, giving it a dirty name and waving your hands over it. And it works just as well. In fact, it usually works better. The only problem is that we don't know how to control the higher level functions of an immune system to play directly. Very rarely does it come directly into play. In terms of the Gemara, the germs that cause diseases are a lower level cause. And that's not the way in which we deal with it. We know how to deal with illness on that level, except rarely. But the emergent levels of illness, they identified as various demons, as whatever these states were. And they could be addressed, but also, as the Rambam says, it's not really a very powerful addressing, these kamiyas, unless it's been proven that they actually work. But otherwise, they're in terms of what's known as the segula. Segula, by the way, is very, very similar to the way we would use the word anecdotal evidence, because segula means something personal, something unique, something mine.
So
No, not necessarily. In other words, you can define higher level functions in many ways. We could be talking about, you can imagine a futuristic society that would talk about the impact of disease with some other, completely different other functionality of taking a body scan that scans various levels of interactions between cells and so on. We are too delicate for us. We give it different names at that point. I see my dear friend Richie is right on time.
I see the forces have relented and allowed you to return to the Holy Land.
I mean the pumpkin forces. Here too, in terms of the Gemara, there was a completely different level of addressing illness, which was what we call shadim. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more. We're going to get into the whole story of shadim here. And on that level, at times, you could actually write these kamiyas and they would work. But that doesn't mean that we're going to give up on some type of actual functional way of dealing with the illness on a lower level. So maya suta, how do you cure this thing physically? Well, bisra sumka agum, red meat. on barbecued. Sumka usually means, as Rashi says, means lean meat, because lean meat doesn't have a lot of the white patches, so it's bizar sumka. So without a lot of fat, v'chamra marka, you want to have wine that is watered down a lot. Omer Abaye, Omer Liye, my mommy always told me, you know, this wasn't his mom, he was his nursemaid, that l'shim shabbat yuma, what you want is kuzah d'mayim. If you've got a fever that comes from being overheated, either this could be sunstroke, or it could be a heat stroke, or it could be a dehydration. So what you do is you just drink water. So it's kuzah d'mayim, and let's keep that water handy. But trei yume, if you've got now 2 days this is going on, sikuri, it's time to do a bloodletting. But talata yume, basra sumka agumi, v'chamra marka, as we just said, for the kurdaitis. Now, l'shim sha'atikta, where you're talking about a sort of a chronic heat stroke. So then, late tarnagotu chumate, what you want to do is bring a dark-colored tarnagot, v'likrei sh'tiva erev, tear it, both directions, v'ligalcha l'mitziyata d'reshe, get yourself one of those mid-hair baldies, and then put the tarnagot on the head of the poor patient. Now let it sit there. You know, let it sit there out the misra until it sort of just gets sticky there. And it's stuck to his head, and it starts to stink. Let him do a dip in the water. Ad savore, ad becholish almaluyin, until he feels he's about to faint. And then, let him now swim and get out of there. Velate, sit quietly. Now if that doesn't work, reload. Or if he can't do that, or if he doesn't have the guts to do that. So then, lechu karte, what he could do is he could eat a lot of leeks. Then, linchot v'leku b'mayat savore, and let him get down under the water there up until his neck, until he feels ready to faint that way. And then again, lima, let him swim out. V'listik v'letev, if you're talking about the shimsha bisra sumka agumre v'chamra marka, l'talga bisra shmein agumre v'chamra chaya. So where you're talking about overheating, there what you want to do is, as we said before, lean meat, and it's barbecued lean meat with watered down wine. Where you've gotten a chill, you want the opposite. You want meat that's got a lot of good fat to it.
Hot or cold?
I guess the instructions are not complete. That's why Tosfos says, don't try any of these things. They never work anyway. Well, I suppose if you're going to be doing it for me, I'll take hot, straight off the barbecue. Yeah. So agumi means that it's hot. Don't tell me you're talking about tea. Not in this weather. Where are you going? No. Say, we're so happy to have you here. That's better than the best tea. Please. Tomorrow, we'll worry about it.
Hot or cold tomorrow?
That depends whether it's hot or cold tomorrow. V'cham rachiyah, and over there you want the opposite. You want very strong wine that isn't watered down. Rav Amram Chasida was a basic for the Resh Galuta. You know, the Resh Galuta had some pretty tough people working in the kitchen. And he used to give them a lot of chumras. They did not like Rav Amram Chasida. They sort of made it one of their aims in life to get rid of Rav Amram Chasida, no matter what it takes. So, anyway, ki avi mitzarin lebei Resh Galuta. So when they really wanted to get to him, and he was visiting over by the Resh Galuta, avi magil le'atalga, they would have him sleep in the cold. So they would freeze him, hoping he would catch the death of a chill. And then Lamachar Amarle, my nechale Lamar delight. Today, what can we bring you? Now, obviously, he needed, for the chill, he needed to have the he needed to have the very fatty meat. And he needed to have the wine that wasn't watered down. But he says to himself, look, I mean, Hanikola Minale Mepo Kabuki. Whatever I'll tell them, they'll do exactly the opposite. So, we use a little reverse psychology. He's like, listen, I've got to have Bisra Sumka. I have very lean meat. Agumri and Chamra Mark, a very watered down wine. Of course, they brought him exactly the opposite, which is what he needed. And I tell you know, Bisra Shmeina Agumri v'Chamra Chia. So they brought him the fatty meat over here, which is what he needed, and the wine that wasn't watered down. Shama Yalta, now Yalta, Reb Nachman's wife, of course, Reb Nachman was a very powerful figure. He was Chatan of the Venesia. Not only that, but Lamaisa, she was also Yalta herself, the Gemara says elsewhere, was related to the Resh Galuta, whether it's this Resh Galuta, but she certainly wasn't worried about standing up to the Avodim in the Resh Galuta's house. So she heard what had happened, and she went, and Maile Lelevei Masuta, she drags now Rav Amram Chasida into a bathhouse. She had him stand there in that bath until out of the sweat that he was sweating, all of the things that he had eaten, it looked like the water had turned to blood. That's how filthy it got. And then the koi bisrei pshite pshita. And he, there were like blotches of red on his skin from the blood that had come to the surface. Rav Yosef, he asked Berechaya. When Rav Yosef would get a chill like that, he would go to work, and he would build up a sweat by working at the grinder. Rav Sheshes, he asked Bekeshuri. And Rav Sheshes, when he got a chill, he would work at carrying big beams of wood for a building project. Omar Gidola Malachashi, Bechamemet and Valea. It's a very good thing to work. It makes you nice and warm. Omar Rishkalusha Rav Sheshet. My time is Lasoid Margaban. Rishkalusha asked Rav Sheshet why he never eats in the Rishkalusha's house. It wouldn't have anything to do with kashrus, would it? Omar Gidola Malo Avde. It certainly does. Your Avadim in this kitchen are Chashidi Aivra Benachai. I believe that they would serve if it came to a pinch. Aivra Benachai. So if a piece was missing, I don't think they would hesitate to cut off something from somewhere else. Oh my lady, I'll come off it. Who says such a thing? Oh my, okay, I'll give you a little demonstration. Ashtar machmin alecha. Oh my lady, so he tells his own valet, zil genov and aitin chodakora michayuta. Go in there in the kitchen, make sure nobody sees you, and pull out one leg of the animal they're about to serve. So aitin leg, so he comes, sneaks it out. So oh my lady, aduna adami de chayuta. I'd like to see what I'm eating. Bring out the, you know, set it all up here on the table. So they bring him out, the chaya, but it only has three legs. So I take the lat kara, the tiva kame. Omalo, what, you guys are serving a treif animal over here? You've got an animal with three legs. Where's the other leg? Abala shalosh raglayma. So what did they do? So what are they going to say? They don't know what happened to the leg. They ran, posuk aitachadami alma. So they bring a leg that they cut off from another animal, and they present it. The tiva kame, here, okay, here's the whole thing. Omalo the shame, so he tells his own valet, otvinami la achtidach. Why don't you take out what you've got over there? So he puts it down. He says, very interesting. And I see you've got the fifth leg here. So now we have an animal with five legs. So I bought chamesh raglayim avor. On my way, so the Reish Galuta said, aha, okay, if there's really a problem, what we could do is like this. Why don't we just have them prepare the animal from you? And that way, you know that everything is kosher. On my way, now probably it should say, because after all, Rishis was blind. Wouldn't have done much good to prepare it in front of him. It wasn't much of a mashgiach. I mean, it's sort of like the modern day mashgiach. You know? So my lady says, okay, great, that's a good idea. So do so. So kripa taka kamayo. So they bring now this table in front of him, vayta kamei bisra, and they give him, they make the whole thing in front of him. V'utve kamei rishtena de konka de kham. So they bring him a piece that contains this bone that was famous for getting rid of mother-in-laws. this tiny bone in a thigh. If you want to get rid of your mother-in-law, she'll never notice before she chokes on it. That's why it's called the chante chante. Yeah, or it might have been an actual meister shahaya that became famous as the chante chante. Okay, so Gashisha, so he feels this and he sees that that's there. The shakla, so he takes the piece of meat and korcha b'sudra and he wraps it up in his turban, and they shouldn't see that he didn't eat it. And so Tosfos says that he wrapped it up because he sensed that the meat itself was from an animal that was sick, as we'll see later. But the Pashtus is that he and some of the Mepharshim say this, is that he wrapped it up in order to be able to prove not in front of them to the Reish Galusa what they were trying to do to him. But he didn't want to bring it out into the open. So this whole thing was like one of these movies where they're trying to get ready, you always pretend everything is fine. So let's throw Mama from the train. So over here, he didn't want to say openly what it was. So he puts it into his sudar. They, however, notice that he hasn't eaten. So Labata de Avio. So after they eat, Amri like Ignev Lankasa de Kaspa. So they pretend that there was a robbery in the house, that everybody's possessions have to be checked. So we had this silver cup that was stolen, and we're going to have to look through everybody's things. So the hadith become aine va'ati. So as they're taking everything apart, so of course ashkechu dekachu b'sudre. They find that he wrapped it in his sudar. Amile, they say to the Reish Galusa, look at this. This guy is nothing but trouble. We did everything we could for him. Prepared it in front of him, just like you said. He doesn't want to eat here. The chazim adam omeichu kaboy. He's not even interested in eating. He just wants to make us trouble. Ela letzuuran. Amalahu. So he said, oh no, on the contrary. Ana mechalach. Later, I took a little piece of this. And the time of the time of the chivra, I tasted this thing had saras. I wasn't going to put this in my mouth. I'm like, chivra, what are you talking about? Lo avdelanayidu. I mean, maybe once in a while we'll do something like that, you know, for the servants. But certainly there's nothing like that in the house. Amarlo, so he says, okay, batka veduchte. You go ahead and look at the skin that was right over this area of the animal. I'm telling you, you're going to find the umbra of chista. Uchma b'chivra b'chivra b'uchma talakutehi. If you find a black mark on a white skin, a light skinned animal, or vice versa, that's a sign that the animal is sick. So Baruch, indeed they searched the skin in Ashkechua, they found that that's exactly what it was. That Kinafik, as he was walking out, they already had this nice, this is really hilarious, they had a trap. And what happens is he was going to walk over it, and he was going to fall into it. So Kinafik, Korelek Bira, so they had dug this trap, and they put over it a mat so it looked like it was walkable. The Amrilei, Leitimar, Linach, please sir, come, it's time to take your nap. So, Nachalei, Rav Chista, the Afer, Rav Chista was behind him, he went, and meanwhile, there was a kid that was nearby. He says to the kid, Amrilei, the Yanuka, Sokli Tzukecha, what's the most recent thing you learned? Amrilei, Natelecha, Yemincha, Asmocha, turn right or left. Don't go straight. Amrilei, Leshame, so he asks his valet, Maika Chazita, what do you see in front of you? I see this mat that's down on the ground. Turn away from that. So the Bata, the Nafak, after they got out of there, now the other man, how did you know not to walk there? So he said, well, look, it's not that I relied on any of you know magic over here, but the kid told me. I mean, first of all, I mean, you were behind me, and you certainly, I sensed that you were giving me some warning. And then, furthermore, and then, look, it was reasonable. The I know that they're dangerous people. So what it says over here, the reason we switched to this over here is because we're using the parak of Kordaikas to discuss the inyanim of Shevet. So Shlomo HaMelech refers to Shida v'Shidot. He talks about all these wonderful things that he made for himself as a successful king. So Sharim v'Sharot sound like masculine and feminine songs or song instruments. Ta'anugot b'nei Adam sounds like you, Hefner. And then Shida v'Shidot, that's exactly what Shida v'Shidot could be, closets, if we call it Shida. It could also be a reference to male and female Shedim. So what are these things? So the Sharim v'Sharot, Elu Minei Zemer. So these indeed are different instruments, perhaps played by men or women. Tanugot b'nei Adam indeed refers to you after. Brechot abar chatzahot, you have cold swimming pools and hot pools and so on. Shida v'Shidot, Zahachatar Geminu Shida v'Shidotim. So here in Bavel, where we go in for this stuff, so we said it was male and female shading. In Eretz Yisrael, they said it was referring to closets. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shalosh Meod Minei Shedim, Hoyu B'Shichi. It's a town called Shichin, which of course is a great place for shading to hang out, because that means pits, borot. They like to hang out in borot. And there's like 300 different types. It's very important to know the exact type if you want to get rid of them. But Shidatzma, any of the Amaya. The truth is, I don't have the slightest idea, however, what exactly it is or anything. I just, the subset is actually the name of the particular, the mother of the Shedim. So, Amama, you said, Ochatagim Shida v'Shedatim. According to the Shidas here in Bavel, Shlomo HaMelech had made for himself Shedim, male and female Shedim. What do you do with that? Lamai Boyle? Ah, now here we get into the broader story, 15. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash with complete meaning as it was removed from the ground and nothing, no metal instrument to touch it. Obviously, this is a chumrah because, I mean, really, the psul is only on the Mizbeach, in the actual Azorah and so on. But, okay, so he was very mad. So, Amar Lo Rabbanan Hechi Avit, what am I supposed to do to make sure that I don't need metal in the building of the Beit HaMikdash? So they said to him, Amar Lei Ika Shamira. There's actually this birya that is called the Shamir. And that's the only thing that can actually cut straight through stone. And that you've got to use. And Moshe found it, died to Moshe. And he did this in order to get the Avnei Ephod. The only way in which you could make the Ephod so that the stones would be cut there too in the Otiyot of the Shvatim was to use this particular birya, because you put it down on anything and it'll just get right through it. By the way, there was an article in the National Geographic a number of years ago in which they discovered that in the Negev, for many, many years, they had thought that there was a strange geological phenomenon that was causing these ridges in stone. And it turned out that it's caused by a type of smell that eats away the stone as it was. So if someone wrote in, well, you just discovered the Shamir. But for years, no one had known that this thing exists. I probably did keep the article somewhere, but it would require an archaeological expedition. So, okay, in any event, from the Gemara, it's not much, but the Shamir is an easily accessible kind of thing. It seems to be that that's not really part of the world as we know it, as the rest of the story. And so they told him he's got to get the Shamir. So Amalo Echi Ishtata, where does one find the Shamir? Amalo Aita Shida Bishidati. What you need to do is bring a male and female shade, and then Kafshino Adani. What you do is you put pressure on them and press them together, and that has a remarkable effect. Efshe Diyadi Umagalo, maybe they might know.
He has ways of making them talk.
So maybe they'll tell you. So Aita Shida Bishidati, Kafshino Adani. Amalo, so they said, Amalo Yadinan. Actually, we don't know personally, but it could be that the Shadim as a whole knows. So you might be able to ask Ashmedai, who is the Malka the Shadim. Dilma Ashmedai, Malka the Shadim, Yadai, the king of all the Shadim, he may know. Amalo Efehite, where exactly do we find Ashmedai? Amalai Aita Bitura Plan. He hides out on such and such a mountain. It's called Bald Mountain or something. And Karyalei Bira, he's got this boar in which he keeps his own drink, Umayalei Maya. Now this whole thing is covered with slate. There's no way to get into it with a giant stone. And then it's chatmei begushpanka. He has it sealed with his own seal. Every day he goes up and he learns in Gomra Metifta Rakia. He learns in that yeshiva up there in the sky. And then then he comes down and hears what's going on the earth. Then he goes, checks that it's still sealed properly. And then he uncovers it for shati. Drinks from it, umichzeh, covers it again, v'chatim, and reseals it. So, this he does in order to make sure that nothing can contaminate his drink. Okay, again, remember that I'm going to give you, I think, some level of explanation of all this afterwards, if we see a little bit more data. But remember that all of the mefarshim, that are, the famous mefarshim and midrashim, don't take any of this literally, none of these kind of midrashim. It's all my Ralph. That discusses the issues, particularly of Ashvadai, was referring to. What's happened to that thing?
It's not
never used to go. I'm telling you, only the compressor used to go off, not the fan.
No, there's
an on the water drop. Oh, it's on. It's not on cool, that's the problem. It's on the. It's on the. What do you call it?
Dehumidifier.
Dehumidifier, yeah. That's fan. That's heat. You don't want heat here. It doesn't seem to go on anymore. I'm cool. What was it? Cool. Yeah, but it feels cool when it's dehumidifying. I don't know what happened to it. It seems to have stopped working. It's okay. It's our high quality Mitsubishi. We use the fan. So anyway, what did Shlomo HaMelech do in order to get the Shamir at this point? So what he did was he asked Binayahu ben Yehoyada to go out there. Also Shadir of Binayahu ben Yehoyada, and he gave him certain things that he would be able to use. He gave him a chain that had the Shem Hashem written on it. And then Azakta, he gave him a ring, the Chokikal Hashem, for his own protection. And then Ozal Kora Biram Mitatoi. So while Ashvadai was away, Binayo went and dug out from underneath where the water was that Ashvadai had hidden. He dug out under it a big hole. The Shafino Lamaya, he siphoned off. I like that word Shafino, same word as siphon in English, right? So Shafino Lamaya, he siphoned off the water. The Satamino Begadave the Amra sealed up the hole using this wool that he was able to stuff up there. And then Korabira Mi'iloi, he dug a bore that was on a higher level than the bore of Ashmedai. And now that it was empty, Shafkino Lechamra, he poured wine in the upper bore, Vitamino, and then he sealed the whole thing. And the wine, of course, made its way down into the middle bore, which was where the water had been originally, but couldn't go all the way down because he had sealed it up. And then he goes and he hides out. He covers everything over, and Solo Gelfi Bimana, and he goes and sits in a tree. Ki Ota, Sarila Gushvanka, and so Ashmadai arrives, checks the seal. And he uncovers his thing, and he finds that it's wine. It never occurs to him that somebody's playing games. He assumes that he's reached some new grand levels of demon capacity, and now his drink is the equivalent of human wine. He says, I don't know, maybe that's not such a good idea. Not a good idea to drink wine. And it also says, Nut the yayin v'tirosh yikach lev, lo yishti. So he doesn't drink. Anyway, meanwhile, he's got nothing else to do. So kitzachi, lo saga, he couldn't take it anymore. He was absolutely blotsing over to drink something. Each thing, so he drinks the wine, rova, and he gets drunk, v'gana, falls asleep, nokit ota, so now Benayahu climbs down off of the tree, shodabeshi shilta, and he takes the chain, satya. And there he closes it over him. Ki ita avikamifarzel. Now as he wakes up, he senses he's got something on him. He's about to pull it apart. I'm like, no! Shema de marchalach. Shema de marchalach. You've got to put his name on you. Don't move. So now he's got him in prison. He's using his magic ring over here to protect himself and bringing him to Shlomo HaMelech. So on his way, they pass this palm tree, motadik lachov bei chade. He rubs against the palm tree and that smashes down. Motalabeta. And now he comes over here to a house, shadyan, it collapses as he's walking by. This guy was bad news. So anyway, Matabekuva the Yam Alta. He's about to pass by the hut where this poor Almana lives. She sees him coming, she knows this is bad news. So Nafka, and she comes out, and she begs him, this is all I've got, you've got to go turn aside so that you don't blow down my house. Kafala kumate mine. And so he bends over to try to turn to the side. Itfer begarma, and he busts one of his vertebrae. Oma hayna dechtiv v'lashon rakat tishaver garam. That's what it says. You know, they speak nicely to you, and they end up breaking your bones. That's what she did. I responded to her. Anyway, chazya samyad avikatoibu, if he sees it. The shade says. Yeah, we'll see that it's rather strange. He's quoting Shlomo Melch all the time, since he's been dragged to Shlomo. But anyway, so he sees this blind man who has lost his way. Aske leyurche, he picks him, sets him up on his way correctly. Then Chazir Ravya Davikatoibur, he sees this shikar, who is also completely off, he's just walking around blindly. And so he shows him the right way also. Aske leyurche. Chazir Chedvata Davikabatchila, he sees this wedding and everybody's dancing. Borcha, and he cries. And then he hears a guy saying to a shoemaker, I need shoes that are going to last me for 7 years. He laughs. And then he sees this magician who's been kosim. And he laughs at him too. Now later on the Gemara, Benayo asks him what
this is. Just
yeah. So
or Rav Nachman story. You know.
So Chazar who Gimatalata. He comes to Shlomo, and Shlomo keeps him cooling his heels, you see. So lo ayve l'gavi Shlomo, let's put him in his place here, atlata yume. Keeps him sitting for 3 days in the waiting room. So yume kamo amalo amaylo kaboyli malka l'gavi. Why isn't the king receiving me? Amale anse mishtaya. He's actually had a little bit too much to drink. Shakala veinta ote v'chaverta. So he takes a brick and puts it on top of another brick. Ato amalo Shlomo. They come and they tell Shlomo what he did. Amalo hu. So Amalo he said, oh. What he's saying is that Ashku Lamach Amalaku Adur Ashku. Yes, sorry, Ashku, give him another drink. Lost my question. Lamach the next day is also cooling his heels. Amalo Milo Kaboy Lamach. In other words, the thing to do for a hangover is to give a little bit more of a drink, and that'll take care of it. Then they ask the next day, where's the king? Omrale Anse Michla, he overate last night. Shakalaventa Michavarta and Otvahara, he took a a brick off of the other one and puts it on the ground. What he's telling you is, keep him away from food. So for overeating, the last thing you want to do is give him more food. Anyway, at the end of 3 days, they bring him in front of Shlomo, and he presents now a kanya, which is a stick that is mashach arba garmini, which is 4 amos long. Vishad kamei, and he throws it in front of Shlomo. And he says, you know, you're an interesting guy. You know, you're going to drop dead one of these days. And all you're going to have in this world is the size of a grave that I just threw down in front of you. Now, that's clearly not enough for you. And out of Kavishtev Kuleyam, so now you've conquered the entire world. You still can't handle it, right? Lo Sabat. You got a real problem, man. Out of Kavashta Nami Lididi, so now I've got to be under your thumb also. You got some kind of psychological defect? I have no interest in you. I have no interest in controlling you. All I want is being a Devnaila Beit HaMikdash. I need to build a Beit HaMikdash. I need the Shamira, and I figured I'm not going to get it out of you unless I put you into this kind of position. So he told him, well, the truth is, it's not in my Rishut. It was given over to the Malach in charge of the seas. And he gave it over for safekeeping to the Tarnagola Bra. It's the name of the species. It doesn't mean a wild Tarnagola. That promised never to be Megala, to give it away. And it's the only thing that he trusts. So, Umay Aved, why in the world would the Tarnagola Bra need it? Because Mantile Latur de Latbu Yishuv. What the Tarnagola Bra does with the Shamir is it carries it around to places where mountainous areas have not become yet covered with soil. And there's nothing growing on it. Umachlele, Ashina de Tura, he puts the Shamir onto the raw rock. Upoka Tura, because of that, it breaks open. Umankit Mayas Bizranim Ilani, and then the Tarnagovra goes and plants wild seeds in it from various trees. Vishadiata, Vahabiyisha, and that's the way that the mountains are gradually populated by life. So that's its job. That's why in the Targum we find that the Targum is the Nagar Tura. Nagar Tura means the thing that cuts through the mountains. Okay, so Bodkukita the Tarnagalapra, he goes and he finds a place of the eggs where the Tarnagalapra has a nest, Didle Bani, and it's got some chicks in there. The Chafiulakini Zugita Chivarati takes glass, thick glass, covers over the nest. Now the Tarnagol of Rock comes, wants to feed the chicks. And it's going nuts, can't get through the glass. So the Tarnagol figures that it can use the Shamir to cut through the glass. Great idea. So goes now to bring the Shamir. And Azal Aite Shamir of Adverle. Rama Bekala, he suddenly shouts at Ibn Ayyal. And she jumps Shadia, and he grabs the Shamir. At which point, the poor Tarnagol frog goes to commit suicide because it's violated its own shvua. So Azal Chanak Nafshi Ashvatek and went to commit suicide. So now he's got the Shamir. No, the mother when he commits suicide.
And Chumash Rashi, I recall, says the Tarnagol Habara is not kosher.
This is a
Kabbalta Kula, and Rashi describes it as a double Kabbalta.
Yes, this is a problem. It's a problem. There's a lot of discussion about Rashi's choice. Rashi, in other places, says it's something else. So it's a kasha from the Gemara, because over there it's not kosher. Anyway, so he now has the Shamir. Comes back, and meanwhile, Ben Ayo would like to know what exactly is the meaning of the strange things that Ashvatai was doing on his way to Sholo. Omar Ben Ayo, my time kechasite lo samid avikatoi burke asite lo'urche. I mean, I know that you don't have much interest in people. Why is it that you helped that guy who was blind? This guy has a reputation up there in the heavens as being a tzaddik gomer, and anybody who helps him gets a chelek in olam haba. I figured it's a great opportunity for me. Surely that's not why the drunkard you helped out. Why did you help him out? I'll tell you. I figured, you know, what can I do to really hurt this guy? I mean, he's basically, you know, destroyed his own life already. I know what I can do. I can do something nice for him. If I do something nice for him, I remove the last possible chance he's got for tzfus in olam haba. You know, because, like, now he's getting somebody's doing something good for him. So I figured out let him use up whatever tzfuyot he has. I'm a nice kind of guy. Always watch out for number one. So my time akichazite laichedvata bachita. Why did you cry when you saw the wedding? Amalei, what do you mean? You guys all cry at the chuppah. I was crying because this guy was going to drop dead in 30 days. It was a wonderful romantic occasion. So boy mimet gavra begot latin yom. Boy mintele yovam katan tleis hashnin. This girl's all excited about her wedding. She's going to be waiting 13 years for the little brother to grow up to marry her. Never seen a more pleasant wedding. My time akishamata lahu gavra. The Amar Lushkafi Havdil Masani Lashavshin Achika. Why'd you laugh when you heard the guy order his shoes for 7 years? Amalei, because this guy's got 7 days he didn't have left to live. What's he going to do with these shoes for 7 years? Shiva Yuma Letle, Masani Lashavshin Boy. My time at Kefasita Lukasra Vikosim Achika. And why, when you saw the magician that was doing his stuff, why'd you laugh? Amalei, why? I just thought it was a little ironic that he happened to be sitting on top of multi-million-dollar treasure. But he couldn't figure that out with all of his kesem, you know? So, Abegaz and Amalka, Liksomai de Yigatut. Why couldn't he take a look at what was under him if he's so smart? So, Tarche Gavei Adabanya Le Beit HaMikdash. So, Shlomo HaMelech kept Ashmadai with him until the Beit HaMikdash was completed. Yumachad, Avikoy Lechudei. One day he was all alone with Ashmadai. Omalei, so he says, what's the meaning of the Pasuk that makes such a big deal out of you guys? Ktiv Kitoa Fotra Emlo. Vaminu Kitoa Fot. The Drosha is. I mean, because a Re'im doesn't really fly, so how can you compare the Shechina to a flying Re'im? Has anybody ever seen a flying Re'im? So we darshan is Kitoa Fot before it refers to Malkei Asharei. And Re'im now refers to the Shedim. And so now we're talking about the power of Yisrael. So what's so great about Shedim? You seem like a pretty calm kind of fellow. So my Rabutai Chuminan. You don't seem to be any different than us. Or Marley, so Ashbadai said, okay, I'll tell you what. Shkon shir shil to me noy. Why don't you take off that little chain you've got on me? Vahavli izakat cha, and give me the ring with the Shem Hashem on it. And then achve lecha rabutai. I'll show you what I've got over you. So this was not a smart one. So shakle leshon shil to me noy. He takes off the chains, the yoivle azakte, and now he gives the Ashmadai, gives him the ring. Bale Ashmadai swallows Shlomo in one gulp. Utve lechad gapa berakia velechad gapa baharat, sticks one wing up on the sky, one wing on the ground, and gives a mighty spit and hurls him right out of the whole earth, Israel, Arba Mea Parsa. And Allahi Shatam Ashlomo Mayitron Adam, Bechola Malosha Yamo Tachat Hashemesh. And then goes and says, Vizeh Yachalki Mikola Malay, this is all that I have left from everything. What is the Zeh? So Rav Shmuel argue about this. Charamar Maklo, Charamar Gundo. One said he was left with his little stick, his walking stick. And that was the sign, that the only thing left him of his malchus. And the other one said he was left with his pretty jacket. That was the only thing that was left him from his malchus. And now he was wandering around from door to door claiming, notice that it's in the past tense. So he seems to be asserting who he is. Sanhedrin. So when he came to Sanhedrin and insisted that he's Shlomo, Omer Rabbanan, Rabbanan said, look, there's no such thing as such a completely limited monomania. The guy seems perfectly normal and everything else. You can talk about it, except he believes he's Shlomo. This is very, very strange. Perhaps there's some truth to this. So Sholchule, so what they asked, Omer Leib Benayah, they asked Benayah, Kaboy Lecha Malka Legabay, have you been called in for any meetings lately? Omer Leib, actually, no, he's incommunicado. Shoflei l'malchavata, and they asked some of the harem over there. Ka'ati malka l'gabaychu, have you seen the melech recently? Shoflei, oh boy, does he come. Ha'in ka'ati. Shoflei, bitke bekare, check his feet, because, you know, just in case it's Ashmadai, he's got these chicken feet. Shoflei, b'muke ka'ati, well, he always comes in slippers. But he's really acting weird. Katavalu benido tayu. He asks women to sleep with him and has their nidos. Katavalu nami the batsheva ime. He's been trying to get into bed with his own mother. So they realize something's funny. Adyua le Shlomo. So they bring Shlomo in and they give him azak and a shulshuta to chokukaleshen. And they give him the old tools back again. And he walks into the room and Ashbadai sees him and ki ayal chaze porach. And he ran away, flew away. Shlomo HaMelech never got over his terror of Ashmadai. I know the chiv that he named it. That also Shlomo 60 giborim saviv la migiborei Israel. Kolam akuzicher bunu madei milchama ish charbo yerecho mipachad baleilot mipachad baleilot means the pachad of Ashmadai. Now, what happened with Shlomo? Rabbi Shmuel Chara Mar Melech Vediot v'Chad Amar Melech Vediot v'Melech. So there is a machloket whether he got back to his previous darga, or whether he was the equivalent of a hedyot, at least when it comes to being a melech over the Elyonim. All right, so what's going on? Well,
you can make a movie out of it.
All right, so we saw earlier in the first reference to Shadim, which was always introduced in advance, remember? So it was in the previous parak when we spoke about Bavua.
The Bavua, right?
Mm-hmm. Over here we're talking about the other simen is the chicken feet. Now, there's a very strong key in that as to what is really going on over here. You'll notice that Shadim are actually a creation of humans, because as the Gemara says, it was the Shechva Zera of Adam HaRishon that was creating Lili Shadim during the period that he was keeping away from his wife, 120 years. So that what we're really talking about over here is an element of a human projection. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim. Somebody who doesn't believe in Shadim, they don't believe in him. In other words, you know, if you're Chayish for Shadim, they'll be Chayish for you. But the Gemara uses these elements of the Remes, and I'll show you how in modern terms this is exactly what you would have said about Shadim. It's remarkable. Because what we're talking about over here, essentially, if we view the information of Bria as it exists in the human mind, as an interpretation, simply an interpretation of information, that means that we can view our lives essentially as a simulation that we live through and we interpret. Something that is created by our minds means that it's essentially a simulation within a simulation. The question of simulations is how much computer power you give to simulations. One of the most immediate ways of detecting a poor simulation is by tracing the light traces. In a very low-class simulation, the early video games, where they will do shadowing, but they will only do shadowing from one point. They don't trace the light to a secondary point where it bounces off and creates a sub-shadow. The more developed the simulation is, the more computing power you give to it, the more you will get shadows of shadows. The other elements of simulations, you'll notice in the background of supposedly great simulations, you know, that they're using now in movies like Star Wars and so on, the truth is the simulations are very poor because they lack detail. So what you have is essentially stick figures that your mind interprets. The areas that you don't see are left undeveloped, which are the stick feet, essentially. So what you're talking about, Shannon's the Gomorrah would be talking about a low-level simulation of something, is that a shade is essentially a creation. What you're viewing over here is something similar to what the Zohar talks about, the shade of Esther. It says Esther didn't really go into the Achashverosh. She said in a shade into Achashverosh. This is crazy. I mean, this whole story is crazy. You know, there's a Shlomo and there's Ashmedai in there, and Ashmedai is quoting Shlomo. It seems pretty clear that Ashmedai and Shlomo are essentially the same unit. The question is, what is Shlomo? That is, if a person recognizes the elements of himself, this, by the way, occurs also in terms of the Malachei Kabbalah, in which you have also, Kabbalistically, a very clear-cut, let's say you have Sichon v'Og. It's clear that Og is Moshe. In other words, the interrelationship between Moshe and Og is such that it is an extremely personal, in Kabbalistic terms, he's called the Orev of Moshe, or it's the back of the neck of Moshe. So that I have a beautiful essay on this explaining why exactly he does exactly what Moshe does in the inverse. Sichon is the inverse of Aaron HaKohen. And that's why Aaron is always for his speech, that Sichon, Siach Melzer. But here you've got clearly a person can come to recognize the elements of themselves that are essentially the non-relating, that's the Shechva Zera of Adam HaRishon, in which creates now Lilim, Shadim, and so on. So that it's possible to be aimed on elements of yourself that we would view as demonic. And then psychologically speaking, this is a very recognized phenomenon. So the Shaila is, this is the way the Maharal learns the Sugya about in terms of what was going on with giving him over the chain or giving him over. In other words, the question was that Shlomo had reached a point in which he trusted those elements of himself to be completely subdued, and that he no longer needed to maintain a very strong level of the Shem Hashem and consciousness, and that he was able to get along in life, and he lost it all. And the question of Yilamachlokas Rav and Shmuel is whether he was ever able to fully rebuild himself, or whether they just supported him externally by giving him an asak. But that's essentially that's the last piece of the way the Maharal sees the Agoda sees the Gemara. But clearly, I mean, the stories of the interrelationship of the Maharal Gusev, who he's quoting Mishlei all the time, is the weirdest kind of thing for him to be quoting. And the question of, you know, who's he sleeping with? And he acts as the king. He's taking over the Kisei HaMalkus. And Andrew can't tell the difference between Ashmedai and Shlomo. The wives can't tell the difference. They're supposed to look at it. really weird story, unless we see it on some level as relating to Shlomo Gufo. Okay, sorry it took a little bit longer than usual, but we did this quite a bit. Caught up? Thank you, Barnea, for...